All right, before we begin, I'm going to ask a lot of seemingly random questions, but hopefully by the end I can tie it all together and it'll make sense and it'll give everybody something to think about this evening. I want to be dramatic to start, but does it feel like the world is on fire right now? Crazy and crazier stories every day. More polarized on issues, more hostile out there, tense. Maybe not. There's some people who have been around a lot longer than I have that have a much larger frame of reference than I do, and maybe outside of the immediate context of what we have going on right now, it's maybe not that different than the way it's been before. One thing I do know, though, is we're way more aware of it now than we have been before, especially with the internet and 24-hour news and social media. It's everywhere. Can't go get lunch at a McDonald's without having five TVs on the news talking about this issue and this debate and that debate. Radio, it's so constant at work. Can't get away from it at work. Good luck flipping through Facebook for more than 5 seconds without having three or four political posts and articles and comments and things like that. So I don't know. Again, maybe it's not much different, but we are more aware. Does it ever just bring you down? Just weigh on you a little bit? What about just on kind of a micro level? Just your life in general? Anybody here tired tonight? Sick? I've been sick for a week. I just got over it. Jess isn't here. She's got it now. Sick, tired, home issues, work issues, bill issues. Ever just wake up in a rut? You're just generally not happy and you don't even know why. And it goes on for a couple days. Welcome to life, right? Life's full of ups and downs, good and bad. Sometimes major, serious issues. Sometimes just the little, small naggings of life. Maybe right now life is good. But we all understand, give it enough time, and eventually that will change. All right, another question. Why are you here tonight? It's 8:23, Wednesday, midweek. Many of you have probably been working all day. Kids have been at school most of the day. Maybe you're like me, haven't even eaten dinner yet. Maybe a full schedule. 2 days left of the work week, but still a full schedule ahead of you. Again, why are you here tonight? Now, we all know what the correct answer to that question is, right? I've got 8 stores, and I travel store to store, and I'm always watching and observing, and I see a situation in a store that needs addressed, and when I address it, I usually get up and I pull the employees over, the employee, and I say, okay, tell me, in this situation, what are you supposed to do? Well, actually, excuse me, I ask, what do you do in this situation? And without fail, 9 times out of 10, they rattle off the correct textbook answer as far as this is how I'm supposed to handle this situation or that situation. I say, no. I didn't say what you're supposed to do. I want to know what you actually do. So again, when we ask the question, why are we here tonight? We know what the answer is supposed to be. We should want to be here. We're commanded to be here. We want to join together. We want to sing. We want to pray. We want to study our Bible. We want to be with our brothers and sisters. We know what the answer is. Honestly though, speaking for myself, there are times when I'm here on a Wednesday night because it's what I've always done. It's what I'm always going to do. I got 2 kids. I'm not going to let them not see me go to church. But while I'm here, I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I'm thinking about we need to get home. I still got to drive to Winchester. I still got to eat dinner. We got to get the kids to bed. And as soon as that amen finishes, I look to my wife and say, all right, let's go. We need to get out of here. I'm hungry. I'm tired. Kids need to go to bed. Whatever it is, fill in the blank. That happens a lot of times. What about Sundays? Again, I told you, a lot of questions. Why do you come to services on Sundays? We know what the correct answer is. And again, we know why. We know why we're supposed to. We know why and what we do when we come together. but that's not always the real answer. So again, more questions, and I promise I'm going to try and tie this all together. You ever heard the expression heaven on earth? Usually somebody describes a vacation they went to, a dessert they had, chocolate. It's got to have a lot of chocolate in it if it's going to be described as heaven on earth. If you Google it, which I did this afternoon, you'll get a lot of beach scenes, a lot of mountain scenes, a lot of sunsets, a lot of waterfalls, some beautiful nature scenes. But what is heaven? And don't worry, I know this is just a Wednesday night invitation, but what is heaven? Turn over to Revelation chapter 4. Let's read. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must first take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had appeared of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God, and before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind, the first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Over in chapter 5, starting in verse 6, "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard around the throne the living creatures and the elders, the voice of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.' And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the sea and in the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever.' And the four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshiped." Our goal, our ultimate goal, desire is to get to heaven. To be with God, to be with Christ, to have that eternal rest, that home in heaven with them. It's why we do what we do. It's why we live the way we live. It's why we live in faith and obedience, why we work to put off sin, to where when we die, we know we're going to heaven. So what's all this, these random thoughts have to do with each other? When I consider and I think about this throne scene in Revelation and the being before the throne and worship and praise and honor and song, that's nothing we can necessarily experience here. That's on the other side of eternity. But I think if that's really what we desire, how close can we get to that here? And I can't help but think of what we're doing right now, what we do Sunday morning, Sunday evening. When we come together as God's people, as a church family, We sing, we pray, we meditate, we worship, we focus on God, on Christ, on the sacrifice. It's a small taste, but it is a taste of heaven. So then I ask myself, if that's what I want, that's what I desire, how do I walk through that door 3 times a week and punch a clock? I think that in part goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning. Those worries, those struggles, the weight of the world. As long as we're alive, there's always going to be a battle with sin, fight against the desires and distractions of this world. There's going to be constant ups and downs and struggles with life. But at least for a little bit each week, we have the ability, the opportunity to mentally set those aside, walk through those doors, leave this evil, ungodly, negative world, and come together as a family, as God's people, and share in our common purpose, our love for God, our love for each other, our desire to help, encourage each other, and we can focus and worship God. Focus on and worship God. We've got that opportunity a little bit to get as close as possible to heaven when we enter those doors and we assemble together each week. Now again, the same issues and struggles that we walk, when we walk through this door at 7:29 this evening, when we walk out, they're still there. They're not going away. But for a little bit, we can set them aside and have a small taste of what heaven's going to be like. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 through 17, says, then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter him with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. While on this side of eternity, the struggles will be there. We know that God will help us through them, to the point where eventually, when this life ends, if we are faithful, we'll never have to worry about them again. But we've got to mentally train and work to, when we do come through those doors, to lay those aside and to focus and to recharge, if you will, to get a taste of what it is that we desire so badly, that eternity in heaven. Don't lose that by being distracted. Don't let that opportunity pass by being in this building still thinking about everything going on out there. We've got to mentally train ourselves to focus on God, Christ, and being together to strengthen, encourage, and worship whenever we come together. So what about tonight? Can you leave here saying you at least got a small taste? A taste enough to keep that fire going, make you hungry for more? Or did we punch the clock? Eventually, Jesus will return and we will be held accountable for our actions, our decisions. Or we will pass away and again be held accountable for our decisions and our actions. Will you, in the end, receive that reward, the thing that you've been desiring for, that you've been working for? Or will being here, sitting in these pews, be as close to heaven as you get? If anybody has need tonight, obeying the gospel, making corrections, need prayers, if there's any way that we can help you tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.